My commentary on the book of Ruth. Ruth chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. Now Naomi had a relative on her husband's side from the clan of Elimelech, a man of standing whose name was Boaz. A man of standing means good standing in the community, and we will see later on in this chapter probably a very wealthy man. The man's name was Boaz, and he is a relative of Naomi's deceased husband, Elimelech. So we have a little bit of a hint here of his age. He is at least of the generation of Elimelech and Naomi. Verse 2, and Ruth the Moabitess said to Naomi, let me go to the fields and pick up the leftover grain behind anyone in whose eyes I find favor. Ruth is asking Naomi to glean the fields outside the town of Bethlehem. Remember, the law of gleaning stated that poor people could go to the fields during harvest time because the harvesters were told not to harvest around the edge of the field, not to harvest in the corners. And during their harvest, when they pick up the grain, the barley, the wheat, or whatever, and put them into piles, to tie them into piles, if anything dropped out of their hands, dropped out of the piles, they were to leave that which dropped on the ground for the poor. This tells us that what Naomi said in chapter 1 at the end, when she left to go to Moab full, she returned empty. Naomi and Ruth were poor. They qualified for the social benefit of the law of gleaning. Ruth was probably too old, maybe even kind of sickly herself now. So Ruth wants to go glean and get some food for both of them. She understands at least the law of gleaning. I believe that Naomi, being the righteous woman I believe her to be, has taught Ruth over the years the important things in the law of Moses, and the law of gleaning was one thing she learned. So she's going to a field where she can find favor. Now you have to realize that Ruth is not a Jew, and she probably has a different accent, and she may even look slightly different than the normal young Jewish woman, and therefore she may have a hard time finding a field that the harvesters would let her glean. Verse 2 continues, Naomi said to her, go ahead, my daughter. Verse 3, so she went out and began to glean in the fields behind the harvesters. As it turned out, it's just interesting, the text is, as it turned out, or just, it just so happened to be that she found herself working in a field belonging to Boaz, who was from the clan of Elimelech. It was just kind of like a happenstance that she just happened to come to the field of Boaz, who was a relative of her deceased father-in-law. Well, Hebrews didn't believe in happenstance or luck, and neither should Christians. This wasn't just luck that she found Boaz's field. This was in the provision of the Lord. The psalmist says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. I think you can also say, the steps of a good woman are ordered by the Lord. Ruth's steps, even though she didn't know it at the time, was ordered by the Lord. You know, we seek God's will, and we hope that His will come about in our lives. Sometimes we know His will from the inner voice of the Holy Spirit, sometimes through a dream or a vision or whatever, a prophecy. But you know, many times the will of the Lord is worked out in our lives because we are good and righteous. Our steps, without us even knowing it, can be the will of the Lord if we are good and righteous in the first place. And I believe Ruth was. Her steps were obviously directed by the Lord. Verse 4. Just then Boaz arrived from Bethlehem and greeted his harvesters. The Lord be with you. The Lord be with you, they called back. Now, I know this is just a greeting, but Boaz says, the Lord Yahweh be with you. And the harvesters said, Yahweh be with you. It was a greeting, but this greeting to me reflects the type of person we will see who Boaz was. He was a godly, righteous, upright man before the Lord and in the eyes of the community. So when he greets his harvesters, his employees, he greets them with the word of the Lord. Yahweh be with you, he says. And then he notices someone different in the field. Verse 5. Boaz asked the foreman of his harvesters, whose young woman is that? You see how this question is phrased? Boaz says, whose young woman is that? Who does that young woman belong to? Remember, in those days, whether pagan or Hebrew culture, women belonged to someone. A woman either belonged to her father or belonged to her husband. Boaz sees a different woman in the field. He asks his employees, who does she belong to? And these words mean a lot in the context of this chapter and in the context of the book of Ruth. We will see that Ruth belongs to no man. She belongs to a woman named Naomi. And a woman who belongs to a woman in this culture was an incomplete woman. You can learn more about the Book of Ruth if you visit my website, stevesweetman.com.